everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
Alright, so last time we were learning about English phrases and where the origins of these phrases come from.
Mm-hmm.
So, We are actually really interested in this as well, because
yeah.
sometimes we see words and we're just like, okay, why do we have to say this?
Mm-hmm.
And also our students ask us this as well. So when our students ask us, we're like, oh, good question.
Yeah, and actually there are a lot of English words that are borrowed from other languages as well, including Italian, Japanese, etc.
Mm-hmm.
This makes languages really interesting.
Yeah, I think the word hamburger and kindergarten actually mm-hmm. comes from German words as well.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
Sushi? Japanese, kimono, Japanese.
I love sushi.
Right.
So if you could learn a new language, what would it be?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, I've always been trying to learn a new language. Now I think, to be honest with you, I don't know what the new language that I'm going to learn, because I tried really hard at a lot of languages, but I failed.
But if you could choose one to really, really focus on and to maybe perfect, which one would you choose?
Maybe Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, Spanish.
It sounds a little bit easier than
yeah.
French and German.
But the pronunciation of Spanish is really, maybe easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a break and let's look at our day two of the article and learn more about another phrase.
All right.
Reading. The origins of two unusual English phrases. Sometimes the origin of strange English phrases and words isn't so clear. An example of this is the term cesarean section, also called a C-section. Cesarean section is a surgical removal of a baby from its mother through a cut in the stomach. One possibility is that cesarean comes from the birth of Julius Caesar. However, at that time, a cesarean section was only performed when the mother was dead or dying. Since Caesar's mother lived to see her son invade Britain, this story seems unlikely. Other possible origins are different Latin terms. There's caedere, which means to cut, and caissons, which describes a child born after the mother died. Even if the Caesar story is false, it's still widely believed. In fact, the link between cesarean section and the Roman emperor exists in other languages as well. For example, the German word for cesarean section is Kaiserschnitt, which means emperor's cut. In Japanese, the word is Teiyo Sekai. One thing is for sure though, English certainly has a lot of history.
Alright, so the article then starts off with saying, sometimes the origin of strange English phrases and words isn't so clear.
Isn't so clear, it means that we don't know the origin of strange English phrases and words.
Like it's a mystery. So next in the article it says, an example of this is the term cesarean section, also called a C-section. Okay? When we talk about a term, it's a noun and it means a word or phrase used to describe a thing or to express a concept. So it's especially in a particular kind of language or branch of study. So, for example, in English, we're going to learn a lot of terms, meaning we're going to learn a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like your spelling words or your vocabulary words, we call those terms.
Mm-hmm. Term 其实可以当作词或者是术语的意思。那如果是术语的话呢，像是 cesarean section, also called a C-section, 是生产上所谓的剖腹手术。不是医学专业的人其实是不太能了解这样的术语。
Right, so we learned about how the phrase, it's all Greek to me, it probably came from Shakespeare. But this one, C-section, it's really, really, we don't know.
Maybe it's related to that king, Caesar?
Maybe, Julius
mm-hmm.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about maybe the C-section comes from Caesar, but mm-hmm. let's go back to the word term. So let's use it in a sentence. For example, we can say, many of us don't understand what the musical term octave means. So octave is a type of sound you can make with your voice.
Mm-hmm. Octave. 音阶, it looks like it's from Latin language. Am I right?
I think so.
Hope so.
I hope so. Okay, so next in the article, it says, cesarean section is the surgical removal of a baby from its mother through a cut in the stomach.
Ugh.
Ouch. So when we talk about surgical, it means it's relating to surgery. So when you're going under the knife, where doctors have to treat injuries or maybe your disorders or sicknesses by cutting open the body.
Yeah. Okay, what about removal?
So removal means to remove something. So when we talk about surgical removal, it means doctors have to remove something from your body by opening it up and closing it back up again.
I think I was born in that way. Can I say
that? Oh, really?
Yeah. So
your mother had you through a C-section.
Yeah, we can say
that.
Okay, it sounds so scary.
It does.
Surgery is 外科手术, S-U-R-G-E-R-Y, surgery. 那它的形容词呢，就是我们当文章当中出现的 surgical, S-U-R-G-I-C-A-L. 那 remove, R-E-M-O-V-E, 是动词去除、切除的意思。那文章当中的 removal, 那就是名词了。So, surgical removal of a baby from its mother, 就是开刀将婴儿从母体取出来，也就是剖腹生产。
Right, so usually women can give birth naturally, but sometimes something could happen during, you know, their birthing process, and you need to go through a C-section, or sometimes women have problems giving natural birth, so you need to maybe use this kind of surgery to protect the baby and the mother.
Mm-hmm. So, as we said before, we can tell that this term is related to Julius Caesar, 凯撒大帝. Why is that?
The article says, one possibility is that cesarean comes from the birth of Julius Caesar.
Ooh.
So, possibility, it means the chance that something happened. So, maybe this word also comes from the Roman times of Julius Caesar, because this was the way he was born.
Mm-hmm. Possible, P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, 是形容词可能的。那课文当中的 possibility, 就是它的名词可能性。
Mm-hmm. The article then continues to say, however, at that time, a cesarean section was only performed when the mother was dead or dying. So, yeah, of course, I can imagine why, because if the mother isn't there to push, you need to take the baby out or the baby will die. So, a cesarean section is basically, for people who don't know, it's just basically cutting the bottom part of the stomach open and I think it's kind of scary, especially in medieval times, because I don't think the medical tools at that time were too advanced.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine it's a very risky and dangerous surgery.
Yeah, 因为当时医疗不是那么进步，所以在不得已的状况下才会做剖腹的手术，也就是在母体已经死亡或快要死亡的状态下。这边跟同学补充哦，像我们课文当中看到的 dead, D-E-A-D, 它的词性是形容词。那我们还有看过 death 这个字 D-E-A-T-H 它就是名词，那动词死亡呢我们说是 die D-I-E, 那去掉 I-E 加上 Y-I-N-G, 文章当中出现的 dying 就是垂死的快要死掉的状态。
Mm-hmm. The article then says, since Caesar's mother lived to see her son invade Britain, the story seems unlikely. Okay, so remember before the article was saying that, a C-section only happens if the mother is about to die or she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the origin of this word isn't so true, because his mother was very, very lucky to see her son invade Britain. Okay, so when you invade something, it means to forcibly enter someone else's country or to enter someone else's space, mm-hmm. to try to take over it. Now, invade is the verb, but when you are the person doing it, you're called an invader.
Yeah.
历史上有记载呢，凯撒大帝的母亲啊，是活到看见自己的儿子 invade Britain 入侵英国， so she didn't die when she was delivering the baby， 所以也许这个字的起源并不是跟凯撒大帝的母亲有关系。
Okay, the article says other possible origins are different Latin terms. There's sedare, which means to cut, or caesonis, which describes a child born after the mother died.
OK, 所以这些字呢，刚刚我们讲到的像是这个 cesarean section, 也许是从拉丁文来的。OK, Tiffany, now you have to help me. So the first one,
I believe it's called a sedare,
切的意思。
And then a caesonis, which is the second one.
小孩出生后母体死亡。
Right. Easy. All right, next, the article then says, even if the Caesar story is false, it's still widely believed. So even though we can't prove that the story is true or not true, many people still believe it, regardless of the facts.
Mm-hmm. Then next, the article says, in fact, the link between Caesarean section and the Roman emperor exists in other languages as well.
Okay, so not only does this... relate to just Julius Caesar, but we see this throughout the Roman history too. Okay, now when we talk about a link, L-I-N-K, it means the relationship between two things or situations. So for example, this, there might be a relationship between this word and Caesar because there is proof in other languages.
Link 就是连接 connection 的意思 the connection between two thingsWe can also say the link between two things.
So we mentioned earlier that Caesar was a Roman emperor. So when you're an emperor, E-M-P-E-R-O-R, it's a noun and it means you're the ruler of an empire. Basically, you're like the king. So this word is mostly used in ancient history and it's been changed to called kings, queens, and you can even say presidents as well because...Of course, the government changes, and we don't really follow this type of government anymore. So, I do know there is one country who still uses the title of emperor. Do you guys know which one?
Which one?
Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Yes, Japan, they still call their leader the emperor or the empress.
Oh.
Yep.
So, like in...Ancient China? China, I mean like Qing Dynasty or Ming Dynasty, we had empress.
Ah, so a woman.
皇帝, right? And we also have empresses, 女皇帝. So 女皇帝我们会说 empress, E-M-P-R-E-S-S. 那不论是 emperor, 男皇帝或 empress, 女皇帝,他们都会管理所谓的帝国叫做 empire, E-M-P-I-R-E.
Okay, so lastly, to make more sense of this sentence, we said that maybe the C-section did come from Roman times because there is a link or a relationship with each other. So there's a proof that this also exists in other languages. So when we say something exists, E-X-I-S-T, it's a verb and it means to actually be alive, to be real, to have actual being. So in other languages, it seems to be real thatIt did come from a Roman time, so maybe the Greeks have proof that, okay, the Romans started this, or maybe the Spanish had proof that, yes, it's from the Romans as well.
Exist, 存在. What are other languages that the word exists in?
Okay, so for example, the article says, for example, the German word for caesarean section is Kaiserschnitt.Kaiserschnitt.
Oh, that sounds so German. It's German.
Which means emperor's cut. Okay. My German is not too good, but I did find out that Kaiser kind of means emperor or king.
皇帝国王
Yep. And Schnitt means cut. So I guess it means emperor's cut.
Kaiserschnitt. Okay. I've learned it.
Did I read it right? I don't know about my German.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
German always sounds like that. Kaiserschnitt.
Yeah, it sounds very angry sometimes. Yeah. Next in the article says, in Japanese, the word is teosikai. So one thing is for sure, though, English certainly has a lot of history. So the same thing in Japanese as well. Because in Japanese, teo means emperor, sekai means to cut.
Teo Sekai, Emperor Tukat.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it does kind of make sense now that we see it in other languages and the way other people say it.
Yeah, they are all related to two words, emperor and cut.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually really interesting.
It's all a right. fun lesson, right?
It is. All right, so we are kind of running out of time, so let's take a short break and we'll be back with our For You chat.
All right.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You chat for today is, which origin for cesarean section do you think is most likely? Why?
I think it's most likely from Latin language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite believe in that story about Julius...
Caesar.
Julius Caesar's, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Because that story sounds really, I don't know.
About his mother.
Maybe too exaggerating?
Maybe. But I think it's kind of interesting to see how we learned in the article that in German, they have... I remember this for now. Kaiserschnitz,
yeah.
which means emperor's cut. And
yeah.
then and also Japanese as well, and how they also have something with emperor and cut. So
yeah.
I believe it definitely comes from the Roman origins, but the specific story, I'm not too sure as well.
Right?
Yeah. Because I think this question is kind of like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? So
yeah.
if everything points to... you know, a common thing, then I believe it should be that.
And we read that the mother of King Caesar lived to see her son invade Britain.
Mm.
So she didn't die at that time when she
yeah.
was delivering the baby.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're not sure.
Know. Or maybe it was something very simple, like, you know, not all women are able to give birth naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was just the fact that she couldn't give birth naturally and she had to do this or else... her son would be dead.
Yeah.
Or maybe something like a miracle happened.
But she was still alive after
yeah.
that surgery.
So
right.
maybe a miracle happened, but a lot of these origins is very unclear. And
mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of English phrases, you know, we get a lot of fun stories like this, but we are never 100% sure exactly where does it come from.
Yeah.
But when you do learn about, you know, maybe the possibility of where we get this word, it's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, the origins of all the words and phrases or sentences, I think they're really, really fun and interesting.
Yeah.
And I think if you are interested in those languages or words or phrases, you can check them up.
Mm-hmm.
on the internet
and
find out the origins of them.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
We'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The origins of two unusual English phrases. Sometimes the origin of strange English phrases and words isn't so clear. An example of this is the term cesarean section, also called a C-section. Cesarean section is a surgical removal of a baby from its mother through a cut in the stomach. One possibility is that cesarean comes from the birth of Julius Caesar. However, at that time, a cesarean section was only performed when the mother was dead or dying. Since Caesar's mother lived to see her son invade Britain, this story seems unlikely. Other possible origins are different Latin terms. There's caedere, which means to cut, and caesons, which describes a child born after the mother died. Even if the Caesar story is false, it's still widely believed. In fact, the link between cesarean section and the Roman emperor exists in other languages as well. For example, the German word for cesarean section is Kaiserschnitt, which means emperor's cut. In Japanese, the word is Teio Sekai. One thing is for sure, though, English certainly has a lot of history.
Vocabulary review. Term. I'm not familiar with that term. Can you tell me what the word means? Possibility. There's only a small possibility that Alice will agree to go out with Bill. Link. Police believe that there's a link between the dead body they found and some missing money. Emperor. Whatever order the emperor gives must be carried out. Exist. A lot of people believe that ghosts exist in this world.